live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg on the SSI Radio Network.
Around the world, the trip begins with a row if you want to. Row around the world.
Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome aboard Peter Greenberg Worldwide. Hope you're having a wonderful first weekend in May, wherever you happen to be. Last week we were in Charlotte, the week before we were in Dubai, and this week we start off the year, at least the summer part of the year, from the island of Fire Island in New York, and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER, and if you can't get through on the phones, no problem whatsoever. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your question, or your problem so we can solve it right here on the air. Very busy week this week, not just in the airline business, but in the cruise industry as well. A piece of legislation working its way through Congress to force cruise lines to actually list the crimes on board and to actually make them public and accessible to the public. It's a landmark legislation if it gets through the Senate. That'll be very, very interesting as well. We lost an airline this week, EOS, one of the all-business class airlines that was going across the pond to Europe. And the next question, of course, will be, can Silverjet be the last remaining one on that route? They fly between Newark and Luton, and I've flown that flight. It's excellent service. Let's just hope they can hang in there, because if they don't, you know what's going to happen to airfares sky high just in time for summer. Lots of other stuff to talk about this week, and that's, of course, merger mania and merger rumors. Last week, we were talking to you about the possibility of United getting into bed with Continental in the wake of the Delta Northwest merger. That fell apart, and all of a sudden, rumors happening now, and they're strong rumors, that even while Continental was talking to United, they were also having a conversation with American British Airways. Whoa, a triple play there. An American, British Airways, and Continental merger? Well, nobody's calling it a merger because under U.S. law, I don't think the foreign carrier can really do that. But something's going on. Something's rattling around. And if that happens, that'll be interesting. And, of course, in the middle of all that, with United without a dance partner, the rumor's now circulating that it's going to be U.S. Air and United. Now, for those people who remember the craziness that happened when U.S. Air was basically taken over by America West and those integration issues, can you imagine what could happen if U.S. Air gets into bed with United? Whoa, that's going to be interesting theater to watch. I just don't want to buy a ticket or be in the theater when it happens. And neither do you. It's going to get crazy out there. It's going to get crazy. But, you know, one of the things that is happening this summer, and I'm going to talk about it right now with our next guest, is what's going on in the cruise industry. You know, there seems to be, maybe I'm wrong, but an excess in capacity out there. I'm seeing discounts from the Queen Mary II and discounts on the new Queen Victoria. We were there when they just christened the ship late last year. And joining me now, you read her on MSNBC.com, is Anita Dunham Potter. Hey, Anita.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Okay. I don't know if you've been able to hear part of the show, but everywhere I look now, I'm seeing discounted cabins being offered by relatively new cruise ships. And it's been in my experience that when you basically introduce a new cruise ship, you can almost guarantee that every cabin will be filled for the next 3 years because it's a novelty that everybody wants to be on a new ship.
Yeah, it is. But unfortunately, I think the economy is starting to hit the cruise line industry and also the exchange rate. A lot of European cruises now are offering free air. There's a lot of discounting going on. I'm getting a lot of regular snail mail from big cruise lines. They're just trying to fill their cabins. So I believe people have started to cut their vacation budgets. So I think there'll be good deals out there if you have the money to spend.
Now, let's put the right caveat in there, Anita. There may be good deals. However, remember, a cruise line doesn't make its money on the sale to you of a cabin. They make their money on onboard revenue.
So, oh, yeah.
So if you're going to buy the discounted cruise, keep in mind that if you want to breathe on the cruise ship, it could cost you.
I've seen it where actually people have spent more on board than they actually paid for the cruise. Especially on the shorter 3- and 4-day cruises where I've met a couple, they only paid $169. But they ended up having an art auction bill, a bar bill that was over $1,000. So, yeah, if you're going to go on, there's plenty of opportunity to spend your money. I think people need to set a budget and need to set their priorities. Hey, it's no problem having a nice bottle of wine with dinner on a cruise ship, but just understand, you know, there's all kinds of ways to spend your money. Do you really need another T-shirt? And do you really need that gold by the inch? So a lot of people do spend their money on these things, and they end up with a big, huge bill at the end of their cruise.
And what about all the rumors? And they're not really rumors. I've actually seen the stories. I've actually seen people pulling up to the ships with this, especially on ships that are leaving from U.S. ports, people stopping at Walmart and Costco on the way to the ship and loading up with cases of soda, beer, wine, and trying to bring that on board with them.
Oh, I've seen it. I'm behind people, and they had a cooler that was leaking all over the floor on the way out. And I asked them what was in there, and they said they had brought beer, and the cruise line didn't catch it. But they are stocking up on sodas and water, and I don't know how they do it. It's a lot of weight. And also they're sneaking liquor on board in scope bottles and whatever not. You know, any way to save money and still have a good time, they're managing. But if they catch you, they'll take it. So you have to be careful. Every cruise line is different with their policy.
So let me ask you this. There are certain things on a cruise line that are inevitable charges. I mean, and there are some cruise lines that are like bundling these charges, meaning if you give them like $25 a day, they'll give you unlimited soft drinks or water, or right?
Yeah, they're actually, it's more or less like $45, $50 for the week. It's called soda card. I guess it's good for kids that drink a lot of soda. You know, as a parent, I cringe when I see that. There's better things to drink for free than soda, but it does cut down the cost if you have heavy soda drinkers.
And let's not forget laundry and dry cleaning. Those costs can be through the roof.
Oh, yeah, they can. But actually, sometimes if you are running a little short, they have specials on. Usually on your 7-day cruise, there's one day where they give you a bag to put unlimited amount of laundry in it. Of course, the bag is pretty small, but if you pack flat, you can get a lot in it. I mean, I put a lot in, and it was $15. It was worth it, you know, so I don't have to pack so much when I travel, you know, especially with kids. I found it to be a little bit of a lifesaver. You know, I don't want to be in the laundry room during my cruise.
Now, the good news is, of course, with the euro and the pound killing us, if they're offering you free airfare to get to a cruise that's priced already in U.S. dollars, that is a great deal.
It is a great deal. Oceania just came out. I had a mailer today. They had a great deal for free air. And also, I believe Norwegian is having some heavy discounting for their cruise ships that they just launched over in Europe.
So basically look out for that. And of course, you can book a lot closer in now because they're trying to fill the cabins on ships. And I always tell everybody, an unsold cruise ship berth is revenue that ship will never recoup once the ship sails. So look out for it.
Yeah, if you're flexible, it's a great time to buy a cruise.
Okay. Anita Dunham Potter, you can read her on MSNBC.com. And, of course, she's also a contributor to Fodor's Complete Guide to Caribbean Cruises. Check that out as well. Anita, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Peter. You have a great week.
Hey, you too. And when we come back, we're going to talk. It's wild what's going on out there. And we're going to be talking about what really is going on with, guess what? The FAA. You got it. The FAA. Remember the grounding of all those planes? Well, it's getting worse. That's right. Not getting better. Getting worse. Why is it getting worse? Well, I'm going to tell you when we come back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide from Fire Island right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
If you travel for business, you know just how stressful life can be. Radisson Hotels and Resorts wants to make your life easier and give you special perks with our Business Rewards package. You'll get breakfast up to $15 US, 2,000 bonus gold points, free high-speed internet, and the added flexibility of early check-in or late check-out based on availability. Book your Business Rewards package today at 800-333-3333 or visit radisson.com/business. You deserve it.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why AIG Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Honey, what do you think about separate vacations?
Huh?
Yeah, because I want to do the man thing, you know, fishing, camping, eating beans, stinky stuff.
Well, I've always wanted to take a Viking river cruise to China.
Do it. I'll be with Stinky Man.
And I'll explore the Yangtze River, soaring dramatic mountain passages, first-class gourmet food, luxury.
I changed my mind. I'm going to go with you.
What about the Stinky Men?
I hate Stinky Men. You know why?
They stink.
For more, log on to VikingRiverCruises.com or call 1-877-66-VIKING.
I love the feeling I get before leaving for vacation, and it's all thanks to my Carlson Vaughanly travel expert. She listens to my dreams, suggests great ideas, and always comes through with vacations I never knew were possible. And I know I can rely on her throughout my entire trip, which gives me peace of mind. Call Carlson Vaughanly Travel at 1-800-CARLSON or visit carlsontravel.com. When your journey from a dream to a great story includes Carlson Vaughanly Travel, you travel better.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by Trafalgar Tours. Trafalgar Tours, providing nearly 300 vacations to worldwide destinations since 1947. Dream, pack, and leave the rest to us. See your travel agent or call 1-888-521-0891. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
18 minutes after the hour and having a great time here in Far Island. Hope you're having a great time wherever you happen to be. Of course, we're taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER, and if you can't get through on the phones, no problem. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just be sure to give us your name, your phone number, your problem, your question, so we can answer it right on the air. And speaking of that website, which is petergreenberg.com, believe it or not, we're going to be giving away some great prizes on that website every month. That's petergreenberg.com. This month, if you sign up for our free daily or weekly newsletters, and they're free, and believe it or not, we update them every 12 hours because, after all, travel is news, you can enter to win a free video camera. So check it out at petergreenberg.com. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Ron on the phone from Wyoming. Hey, Ron.
I was calling. It seems I'm going to be going to Germany the latter part of June. And it seems to me that on your show a couple of years ago, you mentioned that some European countries use a five-digit PIN number for their ATM machines.
They do, and it's bizarre. So what you need to do is call your originating bank, wherever you are in Wyoming, whoever issued you your ATM card, and ask them if they can give you a five-digit PIN that will work over there. Because if they can't, you need to adjust accordingly because you're not going to be able to get money out of the ATM cards.
Okay, that was why I was calling. It seemed it was a good while back that you mentioned that, but
yep.
It seemed Germany was one of the countries you mentioned.
And in fact, it happened to me in Hamburg. I was basically out of luck there because I could not get it to work. And they don't necessarily volunteer this. Now, it doesn't happen all throughout Germany. It only happens at certain banks and certain merchants. But you know what? Protect yourself ahead of time. Call your issuing bank and find out what their situation is in Germany, and then you get to adjust accordingly before you go. Okay, Ron?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Let's go to Phil on the phone. Hello, Phil. Where are you today?
Good morning, Peter. I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina.
We were just in Charlotte last week, so how are you, sir?
Doing great, thanks.
How can I help you?
Well, my wife and I scheduled a 16-day self-drive tour through Scotland and England coming up in a couple of weeks, and we made these arrangements last October. And at the time, the best airfare was about $2,200 for the two of us, which we booked. And then when we got the tickets issued just within the last 2 weeks, they show a cost of about $1,300. Roundabouts.
Okay, so I got to ask you a question, though. When you say you booked the tickets, who did you book the tickets through?
We booked them through an agent we're working with in Wales.
Ah, well, okay. There's your issue. The problem is, if you had booked them yourself, online or through the airline directly, and it was $2,200, and you find out there's a subsequent ticket price change that's significant here, it's like $900, then you can actually, even though there's a ticket fee change, right, there's that dreaded $100 ticket fee to change your tickets. Guess what? it's worth it. You'll still get $800 back. The bottom line here, though, is two different things. One, will it still be in the same class of service, and will those tickets be available at that class of service? And they could easily argue that they're not. And two, since you didn't book it directly with the airline, you need to go back to the agent and say, hey, you need to fight this battle for me as my agent. You know, travel agents sometimes lose sight of the fact that they're either the agents of the airline or they're your agents. And you know what? It's time to remind them every once in a while that they're your agents. So go back to the agent in Wales and say, look, there's a $900 ticket differential here. You need to go in there and get it adjusted, because why would we want to spend $900 more for a ticket we can go out and buy today for $900 less? Okay?
Okay.
All right, let me know what happens, okay?
Yeah, great.
You got it. I appreciate the call. Now, shifting gears, as I told you before the break, if you thought the FAA situation with the airlines was wild a couple of weeks ago when all these airlines were grounding planes and American especially had to ground all their MD-80s and Super 80s, well, think again, because, you know, it's my argument that the FAA was shamed into doing what they should have been doing all along, and you know what? Under great government scrutiny at this point, over its own regulator, the FAA may be making it even tougher for airlines. And the question is, if the FAA takes the heat, does that mean we all have to take the heat? And joining us on the air is Andy Pastor, senior special writer at in the Los Angeles Bureau of the Wall Street Journal, who's been covering this story from day one. Hey, Andy.
Morning to you, Peter.
And good morning to you back out there in Los Angeles. I mean, looking at the stuff that you've been writing, which has been great, by the way, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, the FAA is supposed to be doing this on a regular basis anyway. They got caught with their pants down in the Southwest Airlines situation. The whistleblowers come in front of Congress and basically say their jobs were threatened when they wanted to inspect the Southwest Airlines planes. At that point, all the other airlines were looking at the modified airworthiness directives that they were supposed to do anyway on their planes, and they were given, let's say in some cases, 18 months or 2 years to fix the problem. And they looked at their fleets and said, what have we not done yet that we better do quickly or we'll get fined? And all of a sudden, they voluntarily at one point ground their planes to do it, at which point the FAA, basically, you know, getting the heat from Congress, and not to mention public opinion, goes, okay, now we're going to show you how tough we can be when we want to be. Take it from there, Andy.
Well, I think there's a distinction between substance and symbolism. In fact, the FAA is under a lot of pressure and has been criticized by Congress and by other folks for not doing a very good job and doing a very poor job with Southwest. So therefore, there are many indications that they may have overreacted in the American Airlines case, but this is a continuing issue, and what happened with American very well may happen with other carriers in the future, because it looks as though the airlines don't have the leeway that they used to have in complying with these directives. Now, I say it's symbolism versus substance because some of these safety directives, in fact, are extreme. All of them are important, but some of them are obviously more important than others. And so the FAA in the past has given the airline some leeway in complying with those that it didn't consider to be imminent hazards. And I think we'll just have to see if that's the pattern that continues or if there's going to be a different kind of working relationship between the carrier and the regulator.
Well, let's talk about the difference between compliance issues and culture, the culture and the relationship between the airlines and the agency that's supposed to regulate them. I mean, my understanding is that the FAA is terribly understaffed. They've never been funded properly by Congress. Forgetting the culture, they don't have the manpower or the woman power to do the kind of regular physical inspections that would be needed on a day-to-day basis to make sure that these things don't happen.
Well, that's absolutely right, and there's no way that they're going to have that additional manpower anytime in the foreseeable future. So therefore, the system that's evolved, not just in the U.S., but in most other developed countries, is a self-policing system whereby the airlines basically are responsible for doing the work, having the paperwork, verifying that all the work was done properly, and the FAA then comes in and spot checks when it can, and if it finds problems, then it goes in much deeper. And of course, the whole issue here is there's a lot of data and paperwork required, and the FAA is supposed to be closely monitoring the work at all of the airlines to determine where the potential hazards are, where the precursors to accidents are.
Forgive me for being cynical here. When it comes to self-policing, the airlines haven't done a great job in terms of customer service. Why would we suspect they do a great job in maintenance and inspections?
Well, I would say that, first of all, you have to look at the safety record in the U.S. We haven't had a major commercial aircraft crash of a big plane for almost almost 7 years.
Sure, that was the American Airlines flight back in November
exactly.
of 2001. And, so record, and I agree with you, the record is phenomenal.
The record is phenomenal. And secondly, many people will tell you that the airlines have tremendous incentives to do the work properly because a single major crash can cost them almost, well, certainly hundreds of millions of dollars and probably more in terms of lost revenue, in terms of their public image, and certainly in terms of lawsuits. So therefore, they have tremendous incentives to avoid accidents. The question is, on the margins, are they scrimping on the margins and they don't think it's a problem? And does the FAA have enough wherewithal to really determine if they are and to do something about it?
And that doesn't even get into the issue of outsourcing of maintenance. We know that US Air and JetBlue and some other airlines are going to countries like El Salvador. I've been down to those facilities. I have to tell you,
yeah.
I happen to think those facilities do an excellent job. But the issue is not whether or not they're doing an excellent job. Once it gets down to oversight. And is the FAA looking at the physical work to see that it's being done, or are they looking at the paperwork saying that the work's being done? And not to be a cynic again, Andy, but I got to do it. Anybody can check off a box on a piece of paper.
Well, that's absolutely right, and there's not much of the actual hands-on inspection that there has been in the past. But unfortunately, I would say that's not going to come back. No matter what Congress does, no matter what kind of legislation is passed, no matter what changes are made in the FAA's enforcement procedures, that's not going to come back. So the issue is, how does Congress and how do travelers try to put pressure on the FAA to make sure that they are doing the best job they can under the circumstances, given their limitations and given the way the system works? And that's an open question. We'll see what happens.
Exactly. And you know what? It's not going to stop you from flying, and it's not going to stop me from flying, but it better not stop us from doing exactly what Andy said, and that is thinking. Andy, thanks so much. That's Andy Pastor, the senior special writer at the Los Angeles Bureau of the Wall Street Journal. And we'll be back with more from Fire Island right after this.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And be sure to listen to podcasts of the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
Planning your next vacation with Trivalga Tours? For over 60 years, Trivalga Tours has crafted vacations for singles, couples, and entire families, providing education, relaxation, and fun. Friendly and knowledgeable tour directors help ensure lasting memories. Book your next worldwide vacation. Call your travel agent or Trivalga Tours at 1-888-521-0891 or click on trivalgatours.com. So dream, pack, and leave the rest to us.
Attention savvy travelers, Rudy Maxa here. If you're like me, you can't afford to take chances when you travel. You need medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. You need MedJet Assist. As a member, if you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will fly you to the hospital of your choice free of charge. Believe me, you won't find protection like this from any other company, which is why I'm a member. It's time to travel smarter. Visit MedJet.com and sign up today. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by American Airlines. For all your travel needs, visit AA.com. Now, back to Peter Greenberg.
33 minutes after the hour, it's Peter Greenberg here, coming to you from the island of Fire Island in New York. For those people who don't know where Fire Island is, I'll tell you, it's about 50 miles east of Manhattan. It's a national seashore. It's 32 miles long, never gets more than a half a mile wide. And here's the cool thing, no cars. That's right, you get around on bicycles, wagons, and just walking. The only way you get here is by boat. The only cars out here, believe it or not, are police and fire trucks. And I'm out here, of course, because since the year of 18 years of age, I've been a fireman out here, and I'm on duty 3 days a week, except when I'm on duty for you on these 2 hours every weekend, taking your calls and talking about travel. So let's do that right now. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Marty on the phone in Annapolis, Maryland. Hey, Marty.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
My wife and I just came back from a Hawaii cruise on the Spirit of America, and it was my understanding that NCL had built three ships to cruise in Hawaii, the Hawaii, the Aloha, and the America. I was wondering why they pulled the Hawaii off already, and why more cruise lines don't cruise exclusively in Hawaii like that.
Okay, I can tell you why. First of all, they did build three cruise ships, but they didn't build them to cruise Hawaii. They actually built them and then cruised them to Hawaii. It's a market that other people have tried before. You may remember the Independence and the Constitution, the old American Hawaii cruises. They went out of business.
I've cruised on both of them.
Yes, and you remember that. And yeah. It's very difficult to make money in that Hawaii market for two reasons. One, you have to get a special waiver to register your ships in America without having to go through all the different regulations that an American flagged ship has to go through. There is a reason why almost every other cruise ship is flagged in a foreign country. Second of all, it's a market that is not as big as you might think it is. With airlines being able to fly between the islands, for 10 or 15 minute flights, people are doing it that way. Although first-time cruisers actually would like to do the cruise to Hawaii or through Hawaii because it's a nice little appetizer that you get a chance to see the islands that way. But bottom line, I have to tell you, it's not a big moneymaker for them. So they pulled out their ships, except for the one that you were on. They still have one ship operating out there, and the other ships have been redeployed to other ports. Okay?
Thank you for your answer.
You got it, Marty. I appreciate the call. Now we're going to shift gears and continents, and we're going to Jakarta in Indonesia. And a good pal of mine, his name is John O'Sullivan. When he's not in Jakarta, he's actually running the Four Seasons Hotels in Bali and Ubud. Hey, John.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
He's also an Irishman, if you hadn't guessed.
There you go.
I have to ask you this question because we get a lot of calls on this. We get a lot of letters on this, emails, et cetera. There's the great fantasy of Bali. There's the great romantic notion of Bali. There's the great spiritual adventure of Bali. And yet there are the residual memories of the October bombing in 2005 on the beach not far from your hotel, which killed at least 25 people and scared people away from Bali for quite some time. I guess the question first of all has to be, have things come back?
Peter, they have, and I think the exciting thing for Bali for 2008 is that from an arrivals on the island, it's been predicted to be the number one year in the history of arrivals on the island. So, 2.5 years on, it's a happy and it's a reconciliation period within the island.
I have to say that I sort of laugh, and I don't want to sound too cynical here, but if you go to the United States State Department website, there's a warning in there, especially for Indonesia and for where you are right now in Jakarta, for Americans to avoid large crowds and buses. I have to tell everybody listening to this show, I live in Los Angeles and I avoid large crowds and buses. I mean, I don't take buses in L.A. because I have no idea where they go. I've been in Los Angeles since 1971. I've never been on a bus there because I have no idea where they go. That's why I avoid them. It's not a security issue. I don't know where they go. So I have to laugh a little bit when I see advice like that, which is in the form of a warning, which should really be in the form of just basic common sense. Why would I want to hang out in crowds and get on buses anyway?
Absolutely. And I think is that what people have found and what the Americans market has found is that, you can delay paradise, Peter, but you can't deny it. And the American arrivals on the island are now reaching almost the highest that they've ever been. So there's an understanding is that, it is the island of the gods, and it's time to come back and feel that spiritual feel.
So now I have to ask the ugly American question, John. When the Americans are coming back in better numbers, are they coming back with better understanding of what they're visiting, or are they walking off the plane fearful and worried?
I have to say is that meeting most of the guests that stay in both our properties is that they are incredibly well informed. They're coming on a journey, and enough of it is just for the awakening within themselves. It's normally from LA or from New York, and there's a very strong passion to want to reconnect to an island that really is a very accessible one for people who just want to do a slightly different, more spiritual journey.
And I should tell everybody that, of course, I've known John in some of his other incarnations. Well, not reincarnations, but incarnations. Of course, you were the general manager of the Four Seasons in Cairo, another hot spot. How would you compare the two?
It's all about energy. And I think is that the energy that you feel in Cairo, which is a rather frenetic city, and a slightly more latent energy that you feel in Bali, there's elements of hopefulness, and there's also elements of a sense of real spiritual access that you can have in the Cairos and the Sharm el Sheikhs and also in the Bali area. So there's a huge amount in common, and obviously there's some obvious sort of cultural differences. But, yeah, two great locations.
You know what? You sure know how to pick them, John, and I would visit you in each, and I have visited you in each.
Yes.
And I will come back and see you again. John O'Sullivan calling in from Jakarta, probably en route back to Bali. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. And when we come back, more of your calls and some wild stuff about some of the more incredible hiking around the world. We'll be back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after this.
Call now to talk to Peter Greenberg at 888-887-3837. Email him at peter@petergreenberg.com. And hear the show anytime with your iPod at iradionow.com.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Tree pollen allergens. Yes, they're headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. Non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Real stories from real letters about Gold Bond Ultimate Softening Lotion. Julie, a sales rep from New York, writes,
"In this business, first impressions are everything. Rough, dry skin does not make a good impression.
Gold Bond Ultimate Softening Lotion for soft skin that looks great
and feels fantastic.
7 essential moisturizers, vitamins A, C, and E, plus shea butter leave your skin healthy, smooth, and really soft.
Can your lotion do that?
Gold Bond Ultimate Softening Lotion.
This stuff really works."
AutoZone. You want your car to look great inside and out, and AutoZone has everything you need to detail your car from top to bottom. And right now, we can even save you some cash.
Get in the zone.
Now at AutoZone, get $6 back when you buy 3 select Armorall products. That's right, save $6. It's a mail-in rebate. See store for details. Remember, count on AutoZone for all your car care needs.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If the flea and tick circus has come to your house,
ladies and gentlemen,
you can bet your pets have the worst seat in the house. But today's fleas and ticks are in for a surprise, thanks to Promaris for dogs and Promaris for cats. Promaris is the next generation of control that fleas and ticks have never been exposed to. And that means the show's over at your house and on your pets. Ask your veterinarian about Promaris today. Promaris, it's time for something new.
In this neck of the woods, the summer's a scorcher.
It's hot.
And the mosquitoes are mean.
Ow!
This summer, get the sunblock that also blocks the bites. Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Sunblock and repellent in one. The SPF 30 protects against UVA and UVB rays, while the deep free repellent protects against bites up to 8 hours and no chemical smell. Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Block the burn and the bite. Find in the sun care aisle. Use as directed.
Bullfrog!
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why AIG Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. Trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
The telephone number to call the program is 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email Peter at peter@petergreenberg.com. And be sure to access podcasts of this show anytime at www.iradionow.com. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 43 minutes after the hour, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And, of course, coming to you from the island of Fire Island, the first weekend in May, and of course, summer's not over till I say it's over, but I can tell you right now, summer has officially started. Do not forget that. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Tara on the phone. Hey, Tara.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
This past Christmas, I paid $700 for a round-trip ticket to Paris, France, taxes and fees included. Now the ticket is $1,200. Is there any way I can get a cheaper flight?
Oh, sure. Sure.
When is the best time to go? I'm moving there. And I need to travel often, so
I know. Okay,
help
I got you. I got you. I'm going to help you out. First of all, the $1,200 ticket that you're seeing is for going to Paris when?
Summer and currently this spring.
Okay, here's what you got to do. Keep in mind that you don't necessarily have to go directly to Paris to save money. You can do a cheaper trip to London and then fly one of the low-cost carriers over to Paris or take the train. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, Go to different websites. There are a number of great websites that are basically search aggregators, they've got much bigger search engines. One is called Kayak, KAYAK.com. We like those guys. Okay. There's another one called OneTime.com, and there's another one called Mobissimo.com. And we list them all on our website, which is petergreenberg.com. There are many more, but go over those three and think alternate airports. You don't have to go to always Charles de Gaulle. You can go to Orly. You don't always have to go from JFK. You can go from Newark. You don't have to always go via JFK or Newark. You can even go via other cities with a stop and save some money. When you go to your website and they ask you for options, don't necessarily say, I want a nonstop flight. Say, look at a one-stop and see how fast those fares come down.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Tara. I appreciate that. Let's go to Tom, who's somewhere up there in New England. Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Peter. My wife and I are taking a trip, the first time overseas. We're going to England, and she is extremely apprehensive about maintaining contact with family back home, like phone cards so we can call back and stuff. And we have no idea what's available.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a computer? You have a laptop?
Yes, I do.
Good. Then what I want you to do, if she's really that worried about it, let's save a lot of money and check out Skype, S-K-Y-P-E. Go to their website, skype.com, and you'll see how easy it is to do voice over the internet protocol just using your laptop and a phone from your hotel room or anywhere you happen to be in Europe calling home. It's a piece of cake.
Okay.
All right, check it out. If you have a problem, call us back. And by the way, I'm a computer geek idiot, and I can figure it out, so can you, okay? All right, I appreciate that. Now, speaking of going overseas this summer, trying to get a tan, trying not to look like you've been on a 19-hour flight when it's only been 3 hours, I'm now joined by Diane York Goldman. She's the president and CEO of the La Jolla Spa, MD. And I got to ask you, Diane, you know, everybody wants to know about jet lag. I don't really believe in it. I think it's a state of mind. However, let's not underestimate the dehydrating effects when you're on an airplane of what it does to your skin, right?
Right, Peter, absolutely, because the plane is quite dehydrating, not only to your skin, to your hair, to your eyes as well.
All right, so then what do you do? I mean, I know the answer, of course, is moisturize, but you got to go beyond that.
Yes, you do, and you should do some preparation before you board that flight. Get a hydrating facial. Even if you're a man, go get a Just for Men facial and clear out those clogged pores. Then when you board the flight, use a moisturizer. And, you know, you could, with the TSA, where they're watching what you take on board, you could actually just bring your eye lotion, your eye cream, and use that over your entire face. So you're not taking so many products aboard the plane.
I will tell people that there are a lot of, you know, necessity being the mother of invention, there are a lot of products out there right now that are selling packaging so that you can actually pour your own lotions and potions into little 3-ounce bottles that will meet the TSA standard.
That's exactly right. 3 fluid ounces are smaller, and there's so many products that you can take on board to keep you looking fresh so when you land, you don't look like you've been sleeping for 22 hours.
And as you just said, it's not just women, it's men too.
It's men too. I also suggest the men to wear compression socks and maybe put a little peppermint lotion on their feet before they put on those socks so that you have really good circulation while you're on board.
You know, that's a great idea. You know, I always laugh about men, but you know what? The metrosexuals fly just as well as everybody else. And the thing that I just noticed in your website is you're the official spa for the San Diego Chargers. Please don't tell me they're putting peppermint lotion on their feet.
Peter, these are very smart individuals, the way they travel. And when they land, they have to be ready in top-notch condition to play.
All right. Diane York Goldman, the president and CEO of the La Jolla Spa. Watch out for that peppermint cream when you fly. More about that on our website, petergreenberg.com, back right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. To join Peter Greenberg, call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email the show at peter@petergreenberg.com and hear the program anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
52 minutes after the hour on this very busy show on a very busy May weekend, our first weekend of May. Peter Greenberg here taking your calls on travel at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through to me on the phones, no problem whatsoever. Always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your question or your problem so we can solve it right here on the air. And one more note, if you log onto our website, petergreenberg.com, and sign up for the weekly or daily alerts, you're eligible to possibly win a free video camera. We're just giving them away. So check it out. And remember, we update that website every 12 hours because, as you know, and you better know, we look at travel as news, not promotion. So check that out. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Carol on the phone from Los Angeles. Hey, Carol.
Hi, Peter.
How can I help you today?
We're taking a Viking River cruise June 16th going into Prague and Czechoslovakia.
Cool.
I've never been on this type of cruise. We've always taken Carnival and the larger ships like that. What can I expect?
Well, I can tell you what you're not going to get. You're not going to get any Broadway shows. You're not going to get any casinos. You're not going to get a lot of activity on the pool because I don't think there is a pool. Here's what you are going to get, though, and I've taken the Viking River cruises before, and I find them excellent. They do a great job. One of the reasons why you're going to take this cruise is because you're going to see this part of the world the way it was actually developed along the rivers. This is where those small towns and villages did all their commerce. It's where the traffic flowed. And you're not going to be zipping in for a three-hour port call and then zipping out. You're going to get a chance to explore it without the big ports. You got to love that. That, you know, these river cruises and Viking River cruises aren't the only ones that do this, but they've got them in China. They're doing them in Russia now. It's a great way to see the country not through the normal thoroughfares. And that's the way you see a country the best. I love the Mississippi River cruises in this country. People don't realize how far the Mississippi River goes. It's in Indiana. It goes all the way to Pittsburgh. So, I mean, take advantage when you can of seeing a country along the river. So I think you're going to have a good time.
Fantastic. What about the weather in Prague in June? Are you familiar with that?
I am. It's great. It's a little chilly in the evening, but then again, you're on a ship, where you don't have to be outside, so you'll be fine.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your
Well, call. You know what, Carol? Call us when you come back and let us know what happened, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
You got it. My next guest has written a book, and I have to tell you before I introduce him, this is not something I do as a normal vocation or vacation, I should say. Either way, I am not known as a guy who likes to get out there and camp or hike. But in reading this book called The Classic Hikes of the World by our next guest, author Peter Potterfield, I have to tell you, I'm getting ready to get out there. I mean, I've done my fair share of hiking, but not the kind of hiking he's done. And this book makes it really accessible. So, Peter, how am I doing so far?
Sounds to me like you're doing great, Peter.
But seriously, I mean, somebody says to me on a Saturday or Sunday when I'm traveling somewhere, hey, let's go for a hike. I tell them to go take a hike. I mean, I don't normally do that. And yet I've had a chance to hike in the rainforests, in Brazil, and also in Ecuador and in Peru. I've had a chance to hike throughout the Swedish archipelago, 24,000 islands, and get a chance to get out there and see them. I've had a chance to hike way up north in Lapland in the winter. So I've had, I actually hiked all the way through Yellowstone in the winter, which was amazing. So, I mean, I've done it, and I'm here to say I had a great time, even though it's not something I really want to do. Then I open up your book, and I go, wow, look at all the stuff I could do.
Well, I think you've discovered the magic is that there's this wonderful synergy between backcountry travel and international travel. It works two ways. It gives you the impetus to go someplace great, like Arctic Sweden, as you just described, and then it gives you something great to do when you get there. So I tell people, no matter where they're going, if they're going to Italy or if they're going to Nepal, try to get in a 3 or 4 day backpacking trip. I guarantee that will result in an experience you'll never forget. It will really enhance your travels.
Now, one of the hikes that I had a chance to do a couple of years ago, in fact, I did it with the Prime Minister of New Zealand, who's amazing. She's a hiker. I mean, she really is a hiker. She took me hiking up the Southern Alps in New Zealand, and then we went to the Abel Tasman National Park and did the whole trail there. And I know you've hiked New Zealand.
I have. In fact, I just got back from a 20-city tour, a slideshow tour, Peter, describing some of my favorite hikes down in New Zealand. As you know, they call hiking tramping in New Zealand, and the country is really set up for it. A great trail system, a great hut system, that means you can travel light and go farther.
What are the hikes, in the brief period of time we have left, what would be your most surprising hike that's also accessible to my audience?
Well, one of the most greatest surprises I had in researching the book, Peter, was a trail in Arctic Sweden called Kungsleden. It's very well maintained. You can walk for 50 miles or you can walk for 400 miles, depending on how far you want to go. There's a hut at the end of every day. It's Sweden, so it's very civilized. It's wild and it's beautiful. I would encourage everybody to think about that kind of a route.
All right. Well, you've convinced me. The name of the book, again, is The Classic Hikes of the World. It's published by Norton. And you can read Peter Potterfield not only in that book, but he's also the editor of GreatOutdoors.com. Peter, thanks for joining us, and take a hike. All right. I know you will. That time means, that music means we are out of time for this show this week. We want to thank everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend. For Jeff Ryder, our engineer in New York, for our fascinating and fabulous producer, Margaret Emery, out in Los Angeles, thank you for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next week from another undisclosed location somewhere in the world. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide, and as always, you're hearing Must Hear Radio on the SSI Radio Network.